stories like this.
Perek Vov, Posuk Dalet. Right? Posuk Dalet. After Vayikra. You are beautiful, my beloved, like a tirzo. I don't know what tirzo is, we'll see. Novo Kirushalayim, as I guess that's another form of beauty. As Yerushalayim is a beautiful place. Ayuma means fierce, feared, fearsome. Kanid Golos, like the Nigolos is like the armies of the angels. Let's see Rashi. Okay. Yofa atra yosi kesirzo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, okay. Until now, Klal Yisrael spoke and said, Ani ledoidi vedoidi li horoeh v'shoshanim. That was the previous pasuk. Klal Yisrael was praising Hashem and saying what the power of the love that exists, the power of the love that exists between them. We said, roeh v'shoshanim, even to the extent that it can transform all the suffering that they go through and they've been through into both present and past, into Mirin Noach V'Toyv. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks back. Yofa Atra Yossi, you are beautiful, my beloved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekal So'al Zois, praises her on this. Yofa Atra Yossi, you are beautiful, my beloved. Kisha'at Ritzuyoli, and you are desirable to me. Kachu Nidrish B'Sifri. That's the way the Sifri darshans this. So I guess Kisirtso is, it means you are beautiful to me, my beloved, when you are kisirtso, kisha'at rutsuyoli, when you're desirous to me. Now, what does that mean? I guess so I guess what Rashi is saying is follows. When are you rutsuya to me? When are you
rutsuya? Only when you
desirable to Hashem.
When the Knesset Yisrael saying Anila Dodi Dodi, that's when.
Okay, or I hear what you're saying. Wait a second. Okay, so now we have a Shaila. Osher said that She'at Ritzuya Li. When are we Ritzuya to Hashem? When we do mitzvahs. Avi suggested, no, maybe we're Ritzuya to Hashem when we show, I mean, it's really connected because the mitzvah is the showing of love. And if you love him, you're going to do the mitzvahs. But he says, maybe there's a connection between this and the previous pasuk, Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. When you say Ani ledoidi vedoidi li, and you feel that connection to Hashem, then he feels that Ritzui to you, he's desirous of you in return. And Mimela, he sees you as beautiful. Okay, so we're not sure which one that refers to. But whether it's my expression of love, a feeling of love to him, or whether it's taking that a step further, all the observance of the mitzvahs, when he is desirous of me because of the good things that I'm doing, whichever good thing we're talking about, then he says, Yofo Atra Yossi, Kisha Atra Tzuyali. Now, what does that mean? You are beautiful when you're Ritzuyoli. Let's analyze that for a moment. What does that mean? You're beautiful when you're Ritzuyoli.
What's the verb of Ritzuyoli?
You're desirous to me. I desire you.
When he
says, when I desire, this is Hashem talking. When I desire you, then you are beautiful to me.
Well, that's.
Can I get the storyline just for a second? What happens to me in the prayer?
Go ahead.
No, what's happening from the beginning?
Previously, Klal Yisrael said how much they love Hashem. Ani ledoidi v'doidi li. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now he
So this is when the guy went out to, he ran away?
Yeah, this is after that. So he said, where are...
It started the parak.
The Uma Soilam asked, where did he go? He went like
a whole parak of we're just saying we're how amazing Hashem is, and then
but it's funny he ran away. But he said Rashi said he ran away to build the base of Mikdash, right? Mm-hmm. There's two perspectives here, right? He
went. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. So therefore,
so he's not really running away.
Rugas Haboy says, oh yeah, yes.
So he went to seek out the Batei Midrashos.
That's where he is. So, but Klal Yisrael is still in the Golus, and they say we love him. And even though we're in the Golus, it's Roya Bashoshanim to us. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers a praise of Klal Yisrael.
Well, this is a whole. I mean, the way I've always read it is that after the Gaim, you know, say back in, like they're like, oh, who is it that you're chasing? So we go on this whole beautifying way, whole beautiful way of describing Hashem, and then we see the Gaim are like, okay, taunting us. Okay, so where is he? So no. So you're talking about him beautifully.
But there's no taunt over here.
Now Hashem is saying how that we've stood up to them, that the way we're still in the face of their taunts, we're still strong. Then Hashem is saying that's what's beautiful is that we're saying to the Gaim, okay, maybe he's not here, but we're still connected.
Okay, that could be the beauty that Hashem sees in us. That's another alternative. But I'm asking a different question. What is this dual thing over here? It says, he praises her, how beautiful she is. When is she beautiful? You are beautiful, seriously, my beloved, when you are desirable to me. So what does that mean? Yeah, good. So you're beautiful. I think you're beautiful. It's when. And when you're not desirable to me, you're not beautiful.
Maybe
so obviously, what?
Maybe it's because the Gaim are taunting us because right now we're not beautiful.
Let's be fair to Gaim for a moment. Let's do the Moshul and the Nimshul.
Need space?
In the Moshul, you hear? In a Chosin and a Kala, all right?
Yes.
A Chosin and a Kala. So he says, listen, you're so beautiful to me. Yeah, when you're desirable to me. I would say, you know what that sounds? I'm really also telling you how ugly you are. Because when you're not desirable to me, then you're ugly. Otherwise, I should say, you're beautiful to me, finished. You're beautiful. Huh? You hear Rabbi Yisai? You should say you're beautiful to me. You're for at Rayosi. Kisha at Kisirtso, so Rashi learns that means he brings a sifri, it's a drash. Kisirtso kisha'at ritsuyoli. So what is this ritsuya?
It's the ritsuya that creates the beauty.
Good, so when you say I'm not beautiful, they are beautiful.
Well, it doesn't take away the beauty of a person. If you're not desirable, that takes away the beauty, even if she is. And part of the beauty is the fact that he desires her. Because a person who sees someone doesn't like
her. That's not what he says. He says, because when you are desirous to me, that's when you're beautiful. So that says, when you're not desirous to me, you're not.
That makes sense. Why does that make a lot of sense?
Is she
beautiful? You notice everything that's negative if you don't like
her. Take the Moshul. In the Moshul. Does he have this beautiful woman or not?
That's why she's beautiful, but beautiful people can look really ugly if they don't have good, you know, qualities that I recognize.
They're not smiling.
Not smiling, I don't know, whatever it is, yeah. I think the same things that look nice when you like the person, and when you don't like them, those very same things will turn into something negative.
Okay, so you said something very nice, yeah? Listen. Listen, said something very nice now. You said like this, that beauty, there's physical beauty, let's say. Physical beauty doesn't change with the actions, right? If the woman is physically beautiful, it could change the way she makes herself up or the way she dresses, but it doesn't change with her. Today she's good. Yesterday she shot someone, you know. Her beautiful picture's hanging in the post office today. Mm. But so what? But she's just as beautiful. So it seems that we make the mistake that, you know, what you said, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, but it's a subjective thing. Beauty is not just measured in the eyes of a true relationship with just the physical beauty. The ritsuyali, the desirousness, the desire that I have influences my perception of beauty. And that's, by the way, really very true. Because in a relationship, a guy goes out with a girl, and he comes back, you know, I hear these stories all the time. Just, you're very nice, have a good time, it's a nice date. I really like the way she looks. You know, she has a long nose, she has a this, she has a that. So they tell him, "Mark, don't worry, it'll get shorter, she's too short, she'll get taller, don't worry, everything." And all the while, they go out the next time, he says, "Wow, it was amazing, she got taller, the nose got shorter, it's got this, it wasn't short." Because a desire was created, a relationship, some kind of a connection. You did something, I did something, there was an attraction. When that attraction sets in, then I'll never forget, I was a young guy, his father. She wasn't exactly very good looking. Not at all. I mean, my days used to say uglier than sin. she really wasn't nice. And he says to me, "Isn't she cute?" In other words, like, in his eyes, because he liked her, they had a relationship. She was Ritsuya. There was a desire. That desire literally changes the physical appearance. So, and that's true.
It could also not just be the physical attributes. It could be the personality, the same personality that could draw you, or when you love a woman, and then the way she does this, it paints the picture. But when you're going, then that same woman that a guy divorces 15 years later, I can't stand it when she does that. I mean, 15 years ago, that's exactly what you...
Okay, so whatever it is, but we see that, in other words, beauty is subjective. That's the point. Beauty is subjective. Beauty is subject to the desire that I have for that. Let's see, you're very, very hungry. Yeah? And you finally see some kind of food on the table. It's prepared ugly, you know, today, they're very into coloring and this and preparation and serving. Mm-hmm. And they put little spritz, little things around the side of the plate, and you think, who knows what you're getting there. And this is ugly. But to me, I haven't eaten in 3 days. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. Not just that it's food and that it's going to taste nice. I mamish perceive it as beautiful because of desire. So desire affects the perception of beauty. So now that's the moshel. So in the nimshel, we have to say the same thing. That what? That the etzem, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael and sees the beauty of Klal Yisrael really depends upon desire. What does it mean, desire? Well, desire is generated by the good things that we do, whether it's the expressions of love, like you said, whether it's the performance of mitzvahs, like you said, but desire is generated. Klal Yisrael desires, Kaviyocho, Shem doesn't have desires. Doesn't have desires, doesn't have problems, he doesn't need anything. It's all, you know, it's just emotional for us to appreciate. But he says, but the beauty, if Claudius, to look at the beauty of Claudius' world, that's a factor of his desire. When he desires us, because we do mitzvahs, so we do good things, so we express that love, so that creates a relationship where Hashem, kaviyochol, because there's no such thing in reality, but we have to understand it that way, so to speak, desires us, then all of a sudden, all this world now, even though they're not so beautiful, now we talk about Hashem, he is not into our physical beauty. That doesn't affect you.
We're small.
What?
We're small, we're weak, we're dispersed.
Whatever it is, he's not into physical beauty. The beauty is the mitzvahs, right? So I guess we have to say that it means something like this, that when we do something desirable to Hashem, then even though we're not be'etzem beautiful, because we're only beautiful when you're desirous. So we do something, let's say, like you said, we express that loving relationship, or we do a mitzvah. So even though be'etzem, I may not be so beautiful, I may not be so full of mitzvahs, I'm now in the golus, and I'm not living up to the proper standard, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there's a rush, a spurt of desire, because look what you did this one mitzvah, look you did this Mesiras Nefesh, you did this, look what you did, look, you came to the minyan on a day like today, all of a sudden, he looks at this ugly person who was meluchluch with avodas, and he sees beauty. That's what desire is. What was desire to find this world? Transforms, you know?
I got it months ago.
Months ago, okay.
Yeah, it's the first button to the left of your thing. It says off under it, and you see like a car with like a zigzag mark.
I always wondered what that was, yeah.
Yeah?
So what do I do, on or off? What do I do?
When you try and get out of a spot, you press off. You press it, and then on the dashboard, it will show that picture and say off.
And when but normally when I drive, I have to leave it you not just, on off.
Yeah.
So if I try to get out of a spot, and then I get out, I turn it back to on.
Depends on the weather.
So you have very. I will tell you later. Okay.
So but no, basically, if you go forward and you start getting stuck
now,
again, you'll turn it off.
Okay, you're on tape now. We'll see. It's okay. Okay. Listen like this. Okay. Shh. The kids are like, thank you very much. So like this. So yeah, that's the way we have to look at it. It's a very interesting thing. In other words, it's very important. It's very important because people get very down. This is wow. This is real. People get very down on themselves. Yeah, I mean, people get very down on themselves. Oh, I do this, I do that, I do so much, I do this, I do that. In the total picture, you know, I'm such a sinner, I'm such a low life, I'm such a this, I'm such a that. But you did a beautiful thing, it's a beautiful thing you did. You know, come on, it's good, all right, I did one thing. Every dog has its day, you know what I mean? I did something
exactly,
nice.
So you're admitting we're dogs.
I did something nice, one thing, but I'm a luchluch ba'avinus. Here the Pasuk says, Yofa atrayosi ketirtsa. When you are rotzi to me, which means you did something good, you expressed the love, you studied Shir HaShirim, you came to the minyan on a terribly difficult snowy day, you know, you did an act of chesed, you did an act of mesiras nefesh. It's not just the pshat that now you have some good, and you have some bad, but because of that, the Rebbeinu Shalom looks at you and says, Yofa atra yosi. Imagine that if people could realize that. If people could realize that when they do something good, that it doesn't mean that they can have averus, doesn't mean they don't have to do tshuva, it doesn't mean that they won't even be taken to task. But the Rebbeinu Shalom, when he sees something that makes them desirous to him, it makes them beautiful. It's a very therapeutic thing.
He's also qualifying it.
What?
He's not just saying a blanket statement. That you have Adrayasi, don't worry, everything you're doing is okay, it's fine.
No, not okay.
He's qualifying it, Kesirta, only.
Well, no, but when you're at Suya to me, when you're at Suya to me, if this is the kasha, we built this step by step. If it means that when you're perfect, you're beautiful to me, then you're beautiful to me. What do I mean, Kesirta? What do I need, Kesirta? Kesirta means when. If Kesirtza means that there's a t'nai in the Yofa'at, you're not always Yofa, you're not completely Yofa. Because if you're completely Yofa, it's not when you're Rotsu to me. You're Yofa because you're Rotsu to me. Kishya'at means when. Kishya'at, when you are desirable to me. In other words, there's pshat, is there are times when you're desirable, times when you're not.
So it's a measured love.
Yeah,
Wait, we'll see, but
it's not just measured, it's a different thing. It means, if this apostle can't be talking about, then Hashem says, Klal Yisrael is beautiful for me when they don't do any others.
He switches perspectives here. Yafa, is Hashem talking now?
Your face, Hashem is talking. Yeah.
Up until that pasuk was supposed
to. That was Kali. Yeah, yeah, that's right. To the it happens all the time. That's what Rashi said. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekalsa al zeis. Oh! Ay, ay, ay.
Ah, now we read the Rashi, so now we know.
No. You're right. He's right. It's not about mitzvahs. Look at this. V'hakodesh Baruch Hu, what does it say, Avi? Mekalsa al zois. Al what?
Ani yodot.
Ah, you were right. Yeah? So here's what's going on. Look at this. No. This is now even a step further. It's not Shaiach. Shaiach is like this. Klal Yisrael is doing Abedis. Klal Yisrael is in the Golos. In fact, they're still speaking Lashon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim says, if we would stop speaking Lashon Hara, the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt immediately. Then the Golos would end, the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt. So we're still doing Averis. So what's going on here? But he says, you say, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, you express such a love to me, Haroya b'shoshanim, that you're able to look at all the suffering of the Golos as only good and pleasant and calm and peaceful because of the love that exists between us. I respond by saying, I'm going to praise you for this. Yofo atra yosi kish ketirzo. When you're Ritzuya Li.
That is the Ritzuya.
That's right. When you're Ritzuya Li, because in the midst of your evil and your punishment for being evil, you still feel that love for me. I tell you, all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael, you're beautiful.
That's a response. Either Klal Yisrael is still doing sins, but they still have that.
And that's right, because that's what he says. He says, Vakodesh Baruch Hu Mekalsa Al Zois. It's not Mekalsa on it. It's a connection to the previous passage. I'll say it's that you can feel my love and the love between us, and ad kidei kach that you can transform because of that all the suffering of the golos into noach mira noach v'toiv. Now you're ritzuya li. If that's the case, you're yofa beinai. Imagine that a person is yofa beinai kodesh baruch hu as a sinner, but he has one thing. He has you here. He learns shir hashirim. He says, "Ani l'doidi v'doidi li." He's yofa be'ene Hakadosh Baruch Hu, despite all the sins that he does, because he feels all that. That's right. That's what it says.
Specifically, sins.
Well, no, but it says specifically because of this, which is to the exclusion of everything. And since the scene is one of golus and in the matzav of being punished and sinning, when Klal Yisrael can reach this ani l'doidi v'doidi li to the extent, maybe only the extent of a Roya Bashoshanim. In other words, where it's such a romantically deep relationship that we feel that I can look at all my suffering and say it's all love, it's all mira noach v'toiv. When I can reach that level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you're desirous to me, and when I desire you, that's what's ritzuya, that's ritzuya, and if that's ritzuya, you're ritzuya to me for that even though you have so many sins. And then not only are you Ritzuya to me, when Kisha'at Ritzuya li, Yofo'at Rayosi. You're beautiful in my eyes. That's the power of this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow. Okay, let's finish the pasuk. Let's go. Novo, it's also a form of beauty. At Ato, now, you are now Kasher Borishonak Birushaloyim. Aha. Novo Kirushaloyim. You're now as beautiful as you were in Yerushalayim before you sinned.
What does Nava mean?
What?
It's like a type of beauty.
It's also a form of beauty. He says comely. I don't know what comely means. Just the translation.
Inviting.
What? Okay, it's a form of beauty.
It's the beauty.
And a beauty that invites. Okay. Come. Oh, that's come. From Muslim, come. Comely.
Yeah.
Comely, yeah. It's good to have an educated man in the midst. Okay? At Nova, at you are now to me, Kasher Barishon, as you were before, in Yerushalayim. Or
Yerushona, but like. Not even the second base of Mikdash.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is before
this is
the second base of Mikdash is built, probably. Because the next pasuk talks about Sebi and Achmi Nevi is talking about the difference between the first and the second.
Now we're going to the second base of Mikdash.
So anyway, but that's the point. So look at that. Now, because you're Ritsuyali, which means because you've expressed and you feel the depths of that love, now I'm looking at you not just beautiful, but Novak Yerushalayim, as you used to be in Yerushalayim. Ayuma Kanit Golois. Let's see the last day of the post. We got to go. It's late. It's very late. Hele Malochim, the legions of Malochim. A Moseich Otil Aleim. I'll put your fear on them. Shaloi Lehilochim Ulahas. Maybe in the Malocha of rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash, he says, because of this, I will.
Aleim's on the Goyim.
No, Chele Malochim, I will cast your awe upon them, so that they should not wage war. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what that means. No, I guess not. Chele Malochim. Oh, Chele Malochim is just what it means, Nidgolos. But so he says, Imoscho Otil Aleim Sholehilochim Ulashbischem Min HaMalocha. I'll put your fear on the. You'll be like armies of angels, and everyone will be afraid of you, so that they won't stop you from doing the Malocha. Ezra, I assume that's the Malocha of rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash,
which they had to do with one hand with a shovel, one hand with a sword.
Okay, because there was a battle to fight. Yeah, but I'm just saying, but this is the point. He says that because I love you, because you're Ritsuya to me, and I think you're beautiful, and I think even as beautiful as you were originally, I'm going to make sure that you can, that you'll be able to be protected. And then the next pasuk goes into what's going to happen in the second Beis HaMikdash that didn't happen, what's not going to happen, which happened in the first. Very good.